Your favorite PGA and LPGA legends, pros and top instructors are right here every week on Next on the Tee. Join Chris as the greats of the game share their stories, insights and playing lessons. Now, back to Chris and more of the show.
All right, now back and making her ninth appearance with me on the French Lick Resort guest line is by far not only one of my favorite guests, but also one of my favorite individuals, and that's Debbie O'Connell. Let me remind you about Debbie's background. She is an LPGA Class A teaching and club professional. Back in 2002, she was named the LPGA National Professional of the Year and the LPGA Southeast Section Professional of the Year. 2004, her high school alma mater, Ridgeway High up in New Jersey, inducted her into their Athletic Hall of Fame. 2007, she won the inaugural Nancy Lopez Golf Achievement Award, which is given annually to the person who emulates the qualities valued by Nancy, which are leadership, passion, giving, and approachability. 2008 and 2009, she was named a top 50 instructor by the LPGA. 2010, and again in 2012, she was recognized by Golf Digest as one of their top 50 female teachers in America. 2016, she was named the Northeast Section Teacher of the Year. She's also a media pro, been featured in Ladies Link for Golf Magazine and LPGA.com. She hosted her own show, the Debbie O'Connell Radio Show, for a decade, and Par for the Course TV show. She is the founder of Golf Positive, which offers multimedia golf tips, articles that enhance both your game and your life. And she's written a wonderful book called Golf Positive, Live Positive, Lessons in Golf and Life. And like I say every time she joins me, she always makes me smile so much my cheeks hurt after we're done. But it's my honor to have her back again with me tonight here on Next on the Tee. Hey, Debbie, thanks for coming back on the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Chris. It's an honor and a privilege. I can't believe nine times. I feel like I haven't talked to you or been on the show in so long. I just must miss you.
Appreciate
nine times, so, wow.
I know. How about that?
I love this. I love it.
So, Debbie, I'm always excited to have you as part of the show, but you're particularly today because it's Women's Golf Day. Talk about, you know, literally what's going on around the world in support of women interested in the game of golf. Talk about what a huge event this is every year for women's golf.
Chris, it's absolutely incredible. There's over 50 countries involved now, about 900 events all going on this same day that is honoring, empowering, and engaging women and girls into the game of golf. What an absolutely incredible just a day to celebrate that women are playing the game. More and more women and girls are getting into the game. Actually, young girls, junior girls, are the largest growing part of the growth of this game. It's just incredible to see. You know, I saw one tweet that said every day is Women's Golf Day, which is true as well, but to have a day that focuses on the fact that all these companies are supporting Women's Golf Day, these golf courses, over 900 events where the entire industry put their hats on, their thinking caps on, and said, how are we going to celebrate and honor women? How are we going to get more women into the game, make it fun, get them to stay in the game, and then celebrate the ladies who've been playing for a long time, and then encourage them to bring their daughters and get their grandchildren out to play this awesome game. It's a game of a lifetime, and we can celebrate that. It's an amazing day for the industry.
And sort of dovetailing off of that, Debbie, you've got your leadership academies for junior girls and getting them more involved in golf and leadership activities. Talk about the things that you're going to be doing this summer for the junior girls.
Chris, the LPGA USGA Leadership Academy is the most important, the absolutely most important thing I've ever done as an LPGA professional. This started a few years ago with one event sponsored by AXA, and we grew to two events, and then we had four events, and this year we have five events, and it's all over the country. Our first one's in Minneapolis, and then we go to Atlanta the week after. So next week's Minneapolis, the following week is Atlanta, and then in July we're going to San Francisco. This is across the country. In August, we're in Westchester. And I think the other event is in North Carolina also in July. What we do is we invite teenage girls to come for 2 days of leadership skills. And as an example of what we do, we teach a skill indoors, and then we take them outside and put them in a golf event of some sort to practice that skill. As an example, we work on communication as a leader to be a good communicator. And then we go out on the course, the practice area, and we're on the putting green, and we have the girls partner up. One girl's blindfolded, the other girl has to talk them through putting a hole. And what's neat is the person with the blindfold on cannot speak. So we have to learn communication skills, because if I say a little to the right, you may not think that's the same amount that I do, right? You might go a lot where I think it's a lot, but you thought it was a little. So we learn how to communicate with people. So that's just one example, but we teach them things about confidence, empowerment, success strategies, goal setting. We take them through an entire goal setting session. And then we talk about, which I think is so valuable today, especially for teenagers, is limiting beliefs, because there's a lot of challenges today for teenagers. You know, you got that social media pressure. There's pressure to have your resumes for college and your college applications to be the best they can be to reach the goals that you want or get into the schools. And not only is it getting good grades anymore, it's you better be volunteering at school and involved in clubs and being involved in your community to be selected to get to the college you want to go to. So there's a lot of pressure. We sit and we talk about that with them, and we change what old beliefs they might have to empowering beliefs. We give them skills to handle that, and then we have them dreaming big and knowing that they're in charge of how they feel, they're in charge of their goal setting, their decisions, their life, and they can move forward, and we teach them anything is possible. What I've seen with the changes with these girls has been incredible. In 2 days, they're transformed. They're different people when they walk out the door. As an example, there's this one gal who was really quiet and shy when she first came in and registered. And within the 2 days, we just saw this transformation in front of our eyes. And she left this confident, empowered young lady. And a friend of mine was a professional where this gal was a part of her junior program. And she shared with me that she had a junior event and they were looking for one of the teenagers to volunteer to lead the younger kids in a group. And this gal had never volunteered for anything. She was always in the background, not a leader at all. She raised her hand right away and she stepped up confidently and said, "I'll do that." My friend who was the pro said she was so shocked, and she looked at her assistant pros and they're like staring at each other going, "What happened to her?" And from then on, she was a different person. She was confident. She was a great leader. She empowered not only herself, but everyone around her. And we have so many stories like that. I can't even tell you enough stories about the difference this is making in kids' lives.
And Debbie, just to build off a couple of things that you said there. First of all, a moment ago, you mentioned making golf a game of a lifetime. How do you keep your students, whether they're in the leadership classes, maybe they're the students that you're teaching just the game of golf to, how do you keep those folks engaged and want to make golf and want to make leadership opportunities and take a leadership stance within the game? How do you keep them engaged in the game of golf and make it a game of a lifetime for them?
Well, you make it fun. I think that's the most important thing that all of the instructors can do for their students, except for the ones who are trying to make a career out of it. You know, you hope they have a good time and they have a passion for the game, but that's a bit more serious. But in research and in studies and in surveys that I've seen, the majority of people who play golf are really out to enjoy it and have a great time and be social and have fun with family and friends. There's that smaller percent that's really competitive. They're out there to just get an intense game and be competitive, but that's fun for them too. It's knowing what is fun for your student, but most people don't want to feel that intense competitiveness. They want to go out and enjoy it, keep score, have their handicap, play in some tournaments, but then get to the 19th hole and enjoy that. Even for me, I've played competitive golf. And my favorite foursome is to go out with mom and dad and, you know, my nephew or somebody, because then we're just, it's casual. It's usually my dad and I play Scrabble, and my mom and my nephew will play Scrabble. And we just have a great time, and we laugh, and we just enjoy each other's company. And we look around at the beautiful surroundings. So the key, I believe, is making it fun and reminding them that they're out there to enjoy not only being out in nature, being with the people, and then when you hit a great shot, celebrate like crazy for those great shots you hit, and then as quickly as you can, laugh about and move on from the other shots and forget those and enjoy all the great ones. But that engagement with other people in the game is so key.
Debbie, I want to switch gears for a moment and talk about the LPGA. And yeah, a few years ago, the LPGA looked to be in real trouble, but Michael Wan has come on and done an outstanding job as commissioner. The game has got some great ambassadors like you, your good friend Nancy Lopez, Annika Sorenstam, just to name a few, who are working tirelessly to promote the ladies' game. Talk about what you're seeing from inside the LPGA Tour and the wonderful growth it is now starting to have.
Well, it does start with amazing leadership, and Mike Wan is incredible at what he does, and he is so great to work for. When I talk with my friends who are staff members and they work at headquarters with Mike, they talk about his leadership style and his leadership skills, and in particular, Nancy Henderson, who she has a whole other division. He really focuses on the tour, but he doesn't forget there's three legs to the LPGA, which is great for us in the teaching club professional membership, because in the past, sometimes we seem like the forgotten leg of the LPGA, and we're the ones who are really out there reaching people. Mike Wan has admiration and respect for the LPGA teachers, and he knows that it's an integral part. And Nancy Henderson's ahead of that. And she's also ahead of the foundation, the LPGA Foundation, which is growing the game of golf for girls golf so fast. It's really fun to see. And I'm a co-site director of a girls golf program in the greater Newark area. And to see these little kids getting involved in the game is amazing. But so Mike has really led Nancy and entrusts her with that part. Now they're growing the game with their partnership with EWGA and the Women's Network. What they thought was what's missing in the LPGA are the women amateurs. We've got the girls taken care of. We've got the tour players taken care of. We got our teaching pros. We need women amateurs. So they have formed a partnership with the EWGA, and now it's called LPGA Women Who Play, which there's over 1,200 members in that area. Nancy Henderson's also ahead of that. So she is quite a busy person, and talk about leadership skills that Nancy Henderson has there. I just admire her so much for all she has done. And then you look at the tour. The tour is just growing leaps and bounds. The amount of sponsors, the amount of money, the engagement that we have with the tour, and it, the fans are just incredible. And look at that, the USGA's U.S. Women's Open that we just had. It was such an exciting finish. Fun to watch, very competitive, great golf to watch. I mean, the players are amazing. And then, of course, the support from all the past people that you mentioned, Annika and Nancy and then Julie Engster. And now coming up, Chris, is the first ever senior women's open, which is exciting, too, for all those players that we haven't had the opportunity to watch. So there's so much going on just in women's golf in general. Mike Wan, an incredible leader for the LPGA overall in every single aspect.
And Debbie, last year you were there at West Des Moines, Iowa for the Solheim Cup, and you've got an event coming up next year for the Solheim Cup again. But talk about the buzz and the emotion, you know, of watching Julie Engster's team take on Annika Sorenstam's team, you know, in the European squad. What it was like to sort of be in the thick of all of that.
For me, the Solheim Cup is a combination of the Olympics and like a football game. It's crazy. It's wild. You're screaming, yelling, cheering. You have such passion for your country when you're cheering for the U.S. versus Europe, as the European fans have for their individual countries, but their entire team and the entire Europe continent. you know, the passion you have and your cheering. It's great sportsmanship as well, because these girls obviously play against each other on the LPGA tour, and some have played the European tour against each other. But, you know, it is really intense. When you're looking at two of the best women to ever play the game as captains, and then you have the assistant captains who are also quite popular. I know for Nancy, we talk about the Solheim Cup a lot, and she bleeds red, white, and blue, and she loves the LPGA. She loves our country. I'll never forget, and I think I've shared it on this show, a few Solheim Cups ago, I think it was in Colorado, I was up there leading the cheers in the stands, and we were, I guess the national anthem was playing, or God Bless America, and I was standing next to Nancy, and we're both waving our flag, and she looked at me and she said, you know, this is my favorite thing to do. And I said, what's that, Nancy? She said, to wave the American flag. I mean, she just has such pride in this country. But so does everyone who's there and on the team. Everyone's dressed in the right colors for the team they're rooting for. You know, you see red, white, and blue everywhere. You see the blue and yellow for Europe. It's such an intense competition. You're cheering your heart out. You know those players are playing their heart out. And you also know those players feel more pressure in that event than any other event they ever play in. Even if it's coming down the stretch of a U.S. Open, they have shared when they're playing for their country, it means more to them than anything else that they ever experience in this game of golf, and they go after it. So it's a fun event. I'm doing a trip in Scotland next year. I would love for, if any of your listeners haven't planned their trip yet, haven't been to Scotland, we're staying at a 5-star hotel resort, the Fairmont Hotel, very near the town of St. Andrews. So we'll do some sightseeing there. And then the event is in Edinburgh. So it's a all inclusive, like, this trip. You just have to get there, and everything else is taken care of. 2 rounds of golf. I have my own little golf positive cup. It's a 2-day, very fun tournament. It's match play. You get a feel for what the players are going through. So check out golfpositive.com if you're interested at all in just having an amazing time, an amazing week. Celtic Golf is my partner. They're the tour operator who puts all the details behind everything. They take care of absolutely everything for us. You'll be spoiled. You'll be treated. The red carpet will roll out for you, and we'll have a great time, and then we'll go cheer on the U.S. team for the Solheim Cup in 2019.
And, Debbie, to that end, right, you mentioned the Golf Positive Cup. You've got a team event coming up later this year, right, late October, where you're hosting a Golf Positive Cup here in the U.S. at the Orange Lake Resort in Kissimmee, Florida, right?
I am, and the reason this came about is because I cannot say no to my mother. She was at the Solheim Cup with me last year, and she met so many amazing people. She was so excited. She said, Debbie, this was just so much fun. There were people that she knew when I lived in Florida, and she'd come down and visit. They were on the trip, and she said, it was great to see everybody. I don't want to wait to see them again, because she has this little bit of fear. She won't fly across the pond. And she's like, I can't be in an airplane that long. I'm going to skip 2019, but I'll go to the Solheim Cup again and 2021. But I don't want to wait that long to see everybody. Will you do another Golf Positive Cup this year? And she asked me that earlier, I think at the end of last year, when she realized, oh my gosh, it's going to be like too many years till I see everybody. And I can't say no to her. So I said, all right, Mom, let's do it. So I have an event in Kissimmee, Florida in October. It will be just the Golf Positive Cup. It's 2 days of golf. We'll do an opening dinner where we always have a blast at our opening dinner, and we'll have music going. We'll do some dancing. It's a fun time. And I split the teams up, and we do our fun match play event. And then we'll be together for the whole 2 days with a nice closing luncheon. And great gifts, great prizes, just a fun, fun weekend away, and at the end of October, the last weekend of October. So, yeah, I couldn't say no.
Good for her. Good for you. Debbie, just a couple more before we let you go. First of all, you've got a book that's out and available on Amazon.com. It's called Golf Positive, Live Positive, Lessons in Golf and Life. Talk about what people will learn about Live Positive when they read your book.
I have been a student of how to live a more positive life, achieve goals, wake up happy and energized and go after the life you want. And I've been teaching that, and I have, we're rolling out very soon a brand new program called 12 Weeks to Triumph. And, I've put this program together to just coach people through the process of goal achievement. Because what we have found, and a mistake I have made, Chris, in my life, gotten all excited about a new goal. I'm like, this is amazing. And I get all like fired up. I'm going to do this. And I bet a lot of people listening have done this. Join the gym, gotten new sneakers, you get started, everything's going great. And then life happens, right? There's distractions. Oh, I don't feel like it today. And you have those old habits that you go back to, and it was just hard to switch into the new habits. Well, I don't do that anymore because I always get coaching. And coaching is key. And I want to share that and give that back. So my 12 weeks to triumph is 84 days of coaching for me. 12 weekly like coaching sessions that are about 30 minutes long. And then every day, a 3-minute video to keep you on track, keep you focused towards your goals. So it's not even out yet. I'm just rolling it out. I'm so excited about sharing that. So keep an eye out for livepositive.biz is my website. You can also just stay in touch with me on social media. Watch it there. And I also on Facebook do a In Motion Monday video and a Fun Friday video, always having tips and strategies about how to live your best life. Wake up happy. Life's too short, Chris, and we want to make sure people are out there keeping it in perspective, achieving what they want, and just appreciating every single day. And I love to share that because I truly wake up that way. I wake up with excitement and ready to tackle the day, and I'm striving to just grow and learn and achieve goals every single day. I want to help other people do that. One thing your group can do if they want is I have this 5-day challenge too that's free. You know, as I'm talking to you, I'm just going to look up the number real quick, and they just have to text the phone number. If you have a minute, do you have a minute for me to check this out?
Yeah, go ahead. Absolutely.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Do you have a second, or are we winding down?
Yeah, no, go ahead. We got a second.
All right, great. Because this 5-day challenge is really a fun thing, and it's just free. It's a little video for me every day, about five minutes long, and your crew will love it. So here's the number: 347-897-5. So anyway, so did you get that number?
No, give us the last 4 digits.
Oh, okay, 5358. I think my cheek, I was so excited my cheek hit the hold button. Sorry about that.
Don't worry.
So it's a fun challenge, and less than 5 minutes will give you something positive to focus on each day, and you'll love it. It's just a fun thing to do that I actually had someone respond back to me and share their testimonial on. They said, oh my gosh, it put me in such a great mindset. I had been on this, you know, I had a goal of losing weight, and I ended up, I was struggling a little bit, and then I got focused again. I just had this amazing mind shift, and I lost 15 pounds because of it, because that helped me shift and got me focused, and I was able to achieve my goal. So if you're looking
fantastic
to strive or just change, shift some habits a little bit, take the 5-day challenge.
Debbie, before we let you go, remind our listeners one more time, how can they follow you online and on social media as well?
Well, check out social media. Just look up Debbie O'Connell. I also have a Live Positive page in Facebook. I have 2 Twitter accounts. I have the Golf Positive page, which I focus a little more on golf, but still a lot of positive information there. And then I recently started Live Positive Inc. is also my Twitter. So I have those 2 Twitter accounts. Feel free to email me, debbie@livepositive.biz. If you have any questions or you're wondering about that 12 weeks to triumph. I do corporate golf outings. My book is on Amazon. I actually, in my book, I have also a free gift there. It's a free webinar that's really transformed some lives as well. So if you haven't gotten my book, check that out on Amazon. But Chris, I love being with you. I love following you. I love your show. You are an incredible, incredible host. And your engagement in the game of golf and then also football is just awesome.
No, I appreciate you very much, Debbie. Thank you for your time tonight and coming back on the show as often as you have. You're absolutely one of my favorites. I can't thank you enough for your time. Take care and all the best to you and your family.
This is one of my favorite things to do. Well, thank you. I just love it, Chris. And have a great rest of the show.
I appreciate you, Debbie. Take care. We'll catch up soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That is Debbie O'Connell, and just to give everyone the string for that 5-day challenge, the phone number is 347-897-5358.